A copy of the Resident Bill of Rights or a summary provided by the Long-Term Care Ombudsman Council shall be posted in full view in a freely accessible resident area and included in the admission package. The facility will have a procedure for receiving and responding to resident complaints and for residents to recommend changes to facility policies and procedures. The facility must be able to demonstrate that such a procedure is implemented upon receipt of a complaint. The address and telephone number for lodging complaints against a facility or facility staff and the Florida Abuse Hotline shall be posted in full view in a common area and accessible to all residents. A woman named Veronica lived in a small assisted living facility. Due to a stroke, she has paralysis on the right side of her body, causing her to need extra support in her daily living. Veronica was unhappy living in this facility. It had foul odors, broken flooring, torn fencing, and lacked a ramp for wheelchair access. Veronica and several of the residents were too intimidated to share their complaints for fear of retaliation from the staff. Residents reported that after the ombudsman visited, the owner would question residents about their conversations. To protect residents from retaliation, the ombudsman spent equal time with each resident and identified herself as the complainant when talking with the owner about problems. Working with the owner over several weeks, the owner took steps to improve the cleanliness and condition of the home. A ramp was installed and the fence was replaced. Walls were repainted and the flooring repaired.